I do whatever I want here. I can talk whatever I want, right? But there's so many mitzvahs in the parsha. There's so many mitzvahs.
Talk about Ben Sarah and Mara.
Trying to get a mitzvah, it looks like. I have a few things. I feel that there's a great ta'elus in talking about different mitzvahs of the parsha. Right? Are we going to get in trouble? Or we can talk about it. Okay, great. Right. Of course, this parsha has many things that are negaya. La Yilbash. We'll go Mikala the Kavid. We'll go Mikala the Kavid. I got to ask the Shaila. These are where the Shailas are headed, Rabbi said. This is where the door is headed, unfortunately. I'm not, I got a Shaila like this. I was asked that someone was making a chasana. I'll say some of my Shailas today in Parshas Kisei. Is that fair? Some of them are a little bit more mature than others, and you have to learn how to deal with it. Somebody asked a shot like this, but they're all true stories, Lida, unfortunately. You have to know that this is where the door is headed. And if you don't know what's going on out there, so then bench the sign. So the Shiloh was like this. He's making a chasana, and in this chasana, he has a first cousin that used to be a
man.
Very good. You know him? And now this is going to be so complicated with the names and whatever. We're just going to have to right? Now he became a woman. Right? It's it was he, her, I don't know how to do this exactly, but so man became woman. Okay. Now the question is, let me explain to you. When you're paisik, I get shyless sometimes, and I'll say why this? You're not even being asked that. You're being asked this question, and now you have to deal with that question you're being asked. Okay? We'll give that akdama. You'll understand why in a moment, right? In other words, they're not asking me what should we do with this character, right? They're not asking me, they're asking what side of the mechitza should we put it on, right? I'm not joking. Right? That's the matzah, right? I got this phone call. My wife's in the car. Let her listen to the Shilas, right? Mikalskaiska Shilas. It was like a normal thing, Yeah, sure. My cousin is a transvestite, and just want to know what side of the mechitza to put her, him, it on. My wife's in the background saying Tillim. Right? Okay, my husband just learned like everybody else. So, what would you think? It's interesting, Shiloh. I'll explain to you the Shiloh. Now, I'm not getting involved in, Avada, this person is over on Sirus, which is an Isidore Isa. Kanira, they're over on Sirus. Right? Avada, this person is over by us in Alocha. There's no such thing. You can say what you want and whatever, and they do all the different hormone treatments and everything they want. But the Alocha is that they are still halachically 100%, according to all the Paiskim that ever lived and ever should live. Right? He is still a man, right? Ain't no dude, but he's a man. Ain't no son. And when he gets married, she thinks, we'll call him he from the duration of this time period, because he is really, analogically, a he, right? But when he gets married, right, to another he, so then he's over Mishkav Zachar, and all that, we think about him, and all that goes into that, et cetera, et cetera. So that we're not coming to discuss right now. We're coming to discuss, what do we do? He's coming to the chasana. The option is not like saying, okay, we're making that. That wasn't the question I was being asked. Whether we have to put up a front and say, we don't accept you to go. That's not the question I'm being asked. So now, what side of the mechitza do we put them on? So what's going to happen? He is going to be on the side with women, right, the whole time, dancing with them. Right? He's going to be dancing with them. So we have a Shaila we have two Shailas here. If it would be a guy, it would be a lot easier, this Shaila, because we wouldn't be having to deal with him. I'll explain in a moment. But now that it's a Jew, it becomes a more complicated child. So let me pretend for a moment it's a guy, and I'll explain to you why it would be an easier child. If he's a guy, then we don't have to worry about his iser of touching women's hands. By them, this is mamish like a mitzvah. I mean, what they call, what we call karis, they call love. Whatever. That's not the issue right now. If he'd be holding women's hands and he's being mahara and whatever, halavai. That wouldn't be our shaila. And so if we didn't have to worry about him, the only shaila would be is the other way. The women that are dancing on the other side of the mechitza, do we have to worry that they're being nechshol by doing a ma'isa chiba of holding hand with him? Because he is him. right? Whoever came late is going to be very confused. Sorry. Just ask the guy next. Don't ask the guy next. So that's the shayla. If it would be a guy, you understand what I'm saying? It's easier shayla if it's shayla of a guy. Because if it's a guy, we don't have to deal with him. He's a guy and it's not our problem. Elamai, we only have one shayla. We have to deal with the shayla that all the ladies on the other side of the mechitza are going to shayla on them. They're from ladies. By them, it's a mechshol. They don't know that, you know, I don't think he talks like this, right? They don't know what's going on there. They don't know that her used to be really a he or whatever, and now looks like a she. So they're holding hands with a he. So that's the shayla. That's the shayla. The shayla gets more complicated in our case because now we have another shayla. We have a shayla of Pashid now by allowing him to go on that side. So not alone if I, we also have the issur of the girls that we have to worry about, that they're doing a ma'isa chiba with him, because he's really a him, right? But now we have to worry also mitad him, that he's touching ladies' hands based on our seating card, based on our... Okay. Nope. So that's a shayla. So I tell you what I said, right? As my wife, at that point, she was already up to Kuflamid and Shiram Alis. What did he say? Sorry?
We should be in the
mechitza.
We should check the Yichud
book.
Sorry?
Yeah, I should know. That's how the conversation got. I mean, Kals, you didn't address this shayla in the Yichud book. Yeah. No, that is not a joke. Somebody asked me a shayla. He asked me, like, is there Yichud with one of these? It's really related. The shayla is a real shayla. Why? Because let's go back to this case a minute. Let's say it's a he that became a she. It doesn't matter the direction, right? But it's a he that became a she, right? So now this she walks into a room, right? And you know, let's say it's a case of where you know it'll be an easier shot. Let's say you know that this she used to be a he, okay? So now is there yichud? So kibshutai, if you would ask me, I would say there's absolutely no yichud, because in halacha, right, there's no shayla in halacha that anyways he's a he. Elamai, there's a new shayla now. Are you afraid that maybe there's going to be a yichud because they'll come the day what I call mishkav zacher, but what they call whatever? Right? So the answer is pashut. The answer is that he's going to be so moyes from such a metzias, so that there's no chshad of yichud. What's the whole chshad of yichud? Is that like the yichud is going to come the day avera, right? The only avera is going to come the day is maybe killing her, hitting her, whatever. But there's no chshad. There's no chshad. I didn't discuss this in the yichud book for various reasons. As you know, there's a lot of things I didn't discuss in the yichud book that I would have liked to, and this is one of them. In this shayla per se, I pask in the chiddush. It's a big chiddush. I'm you know this. I said like this. I said that if it would be a guy, I'd for sure be Mekel. If it would be a guy, it'd be Mekel. Why? Because beside him, like I said, there's no Isser. Element inside the girls, that, in my opinion, is not a Mice of Chiba. If they know, we could talk. They have no idea. And he said, the person told me he's not going to like start walking around saying, hi, how you doing? You know, I used to be a guy. Horrible to shake my hand after such a comment. They are. Yeah. He's not going to do that. He's just going to be in there dancing like all the other women. You know. So if he's gonna be like that, she's going to be like that, whatever. He's going to be like that. So it's not a problem because, in my opinion, this is what I thought. That's not a ma'isa chiba b'chlal. What's the lumdus of a ma'isa chiba? If you're doing a chiba between you and the opposite gender, that's what Chazal asked the lesikra of legalis erva. But when I'm just holding someone's hand and I think it's a woman, right? That's the same lundus is why it's mutter to go to a doctor, why a man's allowed to go to a woman can go to a man doctor, etc. Why? Because that doesn't have a shame of a ma'isa chiba. If there would be other circumstances, of course that would be a ma'isa shel chiba, and that would be pashut yahag v'yavar. But the kavan over here changes it into a different action. It turns it from an action, which was an action of chiba, and it's no longer a chiba. I can say, come on, but they're dancing together. But the holding hands of dancing together of boys or the holding hands of dancing of girls is not that chiba that the Torah was talking about. They're talking about a type of a chiba, which is a chiba of man and woman. So I thought that if it would be a guy, I'd be Mekel. The question is, what about over here, though? Because he, L'chaira, he's on the other side. So what are you going to right away say? What are you going to say? You're going to say, yeah, but he also... He has zero chiba. Also, Bahrai, he turned into one of them. Right? So in other words, when he's holding their hands, he's not holding their hands as a man holding the woman's hand, because he fakarit. He's vice dice, has no taivis nashim, and he's the exact opposite. He is a nashim. Right? So he mitzad the practicality of the chiba of what he does, when he holds their hand, he's like, we're all saying. That's a big chiddush to say. Anybody want to be the one to say it? Anyone want to say it? It's a big chiddush, right? Sorry?
If the guy's Jewish.
I'm saying Quentin, he's Jewish. If he's a guy, it wouldn't bother me. Right?
He doesn't really have chiba feelings.
Oh, so that's a shaila. Can I go so far as to say he has no chiba feelings? He has no chiba feelings, so therefore his maisim aren't maisim shel chiba.
Why isn't it a problem for you to shake his hand?
What?
Then it should be a problem for you to shake his hand.
No. Because it doesn't work both ways. You mean, so you're saying the opposite. You're saying if he's going
to
hold...
No chiba to the woman, then he should have chiba to the man.
Yeah, so the other way. You want to know what would happen if I would give it a hug? Or I would shake its hand or whatever, something like that. So mitzad me... Me, I'm a dude. Me is callous now. I'm dude. By me, the zikr no chiba. Right? I'm not even shaking that thing's hand. Right? But let's say, you know, I had no choice and I'm wearing gloves and whatever. Right? So by me, the zero chiba. Right? So for me, it's no problem. You want to know if I care? Am I being mashal that person because he's doing a ma'isa chiba? Right? Oh, this is such a horrible conversation. Every gonna ask about Ruben, just remember, there's unaccompanied minors in this room. But yes.
The guy who's certified that he is a
mishkan zofer
in all his feelings, we would never allow him to be
miyachid
with a girl.
We would never allow him to be miyachid with a girl. It's true. But that's because yichud is a deraisa, and therefore we don't look at the time of the krah. Right? We don't look at the time of the krah. Here, the time of the krah is what the yisr is. So here, it's not so clear, because you see they're going to a doctor, who's a man going to a woman doctor, a woman going to a man doctor, right? So it says Mefarish, you're not allowed to touch a woman. See, it's not that the Isser, you can't say the Isser is touch woman, touch man. The Isser has to be touching shel chiba of that nature.
It's not doing things that in general are.
But you see, not like that.
You're dancing.
You see, not like that. You see a person go to, so now that we're discussing, is that a maisa chiba of that nature chiba? Right? What's the difference between that nature chiba and this nature chiba? That's the shaila. The maisa, I was makel. I'll tell you why I was makel. I was makel because of a pais keshet. Give me one more. I was makel because of like a side cheshman. I was makel because of the svar I just said, that maybe Taka, even though he's a Jew and he has the yisr, maybe like we're saying that maybe he has no chiba, so it's not a maisa shel chiba when he's touching their hands. Maybe. That's a chiddush. Even I'll agree that's a chiddush. But I was makel because of a different reason. What's our yisr of putting him on that side of the mechitza? What's our Isser? Our Isser is Lifnei Iver. We're being machshalim, right? So Lemaisa, it's not called really Lifnei Iver, right? Really over here, it's not, nobody's telling him that when he goes on that side, he has to do things. So this is more of halacha, what's called in halacha, a Mesayeya L'Dei Aver. What's I'm learning now? I'm going to see if it's in one of your Mesachtas. What are you guys learning? Where is it? Sukkah? Sukkah, you don't have it. What? Ksubis, you have it. That's a little bit also, right? But Akoponim, what? No, Me'ilah, Tzemer Shtemol, right? So, you have over here a Misayeyo. You don't have a Lifnei Iver, you have a Misayeyo. You're enabling him to do an Aveira. Him, her, it, whatever. You're enabling it to do an Aveira. Misayeyo on a Mummer, we're Mekalon. Misayeyo on a Mummer, this person has a din of a Mummer. He's obviously not going in the, I'll say the word Derech over here, but he's obviously going, you know, it's in a different mahalith, so there's no din misayeya. It's a din of misayeya on anybody in this room to enable somebody else to do an aveira, even if he's not 100% helping him, right? But when a mummer, there's no misayeya. So therefore, I pass in this case, it's mutter, and that you could put him on the other side of the mechitza, right? And then the person told me, because Taka, this person asked its own rabbi, right? His shaila was, what does he do when he goes to the kaisel? What does he do when he goes to the Kaisel? Right? So, you know, you want to know which side of the wall? Yeah, I thought they should go on the other side of the wall. But, what? Sorry? They made, yes, I said, I don't understand the whole Shiloh. I was standing against the Shiloh. They made like a third section, right? So the person didn't understand what I was saying. He said, what? There's like men, women, and trans? I said, yeah, something like that. You know, we should, I think, put them on the others. I don't think the Arabs deal very nicely with these types of Shilohs. Right? Yeah, and okay, that's part one. That's shaila number one. Should I tell you the second shaila? But the second shaila has to be better than the first one, right? It's pretty high bar to top, right?
Why can't we put him by the men's?
Yeah. Why can't we put him by the men's? Why not just put him by the men's, right? So the answer is like, why am I causing trouble, you guys want to know, right? Yeah. Why not just put him by the men's, right? So that's a good shaila. The answer is that, you know, let's play out the situation a little bit. Yeah. Chassidus Chassana, main Yoili and Anshul and Yoili and Yoili number four, yeah, and Yoili's cousin Yoili, and there they are at the Chassana, and in walks, what are we going to call her? Sprinzi. Yeah, understand now the problem? Okay. So he's asking me, if I have no choice, I'll do it, right? You know, but the. No, I think even halachically, the pshat is like this. Let me explain. Let me ask you a question. Right? Let's say one of these things, dresses up in such a way where a person that sees them doesn't know who they are and actually thinks it's a girl. So their nisr of Shmir Sinayim is their nisr of Nishmartim, this week's parsha, of look, the answer is avada, 100% yes. Because Shmir Sinayim is not tali in, you know, the halachic shame man. Shmir Sinayim is tali in the mitzvahs if it's something that causes hear her. Right? So you can say, okay, so then, you know, but yeah, but she's this. You don't know. You don't know what she is. You can say, yeah, but what if she's unattractive? So you're going to let the 80-year-old women come on the other side of the machitza dance the horror with your ankle? You know. That's what I'm saying. So that's why. Here, it's totally in a mitzvah of here. Right? You're right. Theoretically, holding the hand. I don't know how it's going to go. All of a sudden, like mitzvah dancing mitzvah. I don't know how good it's going to go in the middle of the circle, bringing her in over there, darting. Right? So I think it's good to put her on the other side of the machitza. And I appreciate, first of all, that part one of the shiur went very painlessly. That took 60 minutes and 6 seconds. Okay.
Did the wedding next. Happen yet?
Sorry?
Did the wedding happen yet?
Yeah, sure. Aleph Elul. We covered Rosh Hashanah. Right. Do you realize that this is like, you know, some of the shots I can't even tell you guys. This is like, okay. Should we go weiter? Let's go weiter. Okay. Number 2. Oh, Sam, I just had an interesting aura the other day. Should I tell you my aura? It has nothing to do with the parsha. Should I make it like what to do with the parsha? I don't really have to. No, I just had an aura the what does a guy do? Right? Please don't leave before I get to the mussar part this time, or at least call me and find out what the mussar was, because right, I think he's a spy, Shtigal. I'm feeling nervous, right? No, I shy like this. When I was growing up, I don't know if these things still exist anymore. When I was growing up, I'll talk to you because you know a little closer. When I was growing up, they had something called a movie. I know, they still have a movie, I know. Right? There was something, they had different ratings. They had something called G, right? They had something called PG, I guess it means like, oh, I was like a pretty good fair lift, right? That was not planned. Some of the things are planned, that was not bad. No, not planned, that's not bad, right? Pretty good. Oh man, no, that was great. Okay, this PG? No, I talk about, they have this still? It still goes like that or no? They had like, when I, you know, for your bar mitzvah, it was like PG-13. I can't do this, not fair. Really good parallel, right? Then they have like extremely bad, right? And 3 times that, whatever. Okay, they still have this. That's delayed reaction. No, that was 5 yards. That was the delayed reaction. It takes Lakewood like half an hour to get there, right? I'm always wondering what the world's going on there. No, but you understand what I'm saying? What happened? And also, by the guy Chevelle, they have a musik like this. They, you're not allowed to smoke until you're, I don't know the rules anymore, 18, what is it? I don't know, whatever, 18. I think Trump is taking away the vapes and whatever. Okay. And you're not allowed to drink, right, until you're, right, unless it's a yard site, right? You're not allowed to drink until it's 21. I don't know the numbers anymore, right? I'm from Flatbush. The number I remember was like 8. It was 21, I think, right? Imagine this kid. I'm just going into my mind. I'll explain to him. I promise you, there's going to be Muslim. Just don't tell him. He just, yeah. Says, what is a little Gaisha kid, right? He says his father, you know, he puts him in front of like, you know, like rated G, like, phew. You know, a bunch of like mice killing each other in forms of humans, or right? It says ta. Or, I don't know, what did the guy call it for? God, I was trying. Right? It's not fair. How come you get to watch the pretty feral ones and the, you know, the whatever, the really really bad ones? And the, you know? It's not fair. Or like ta, why are you allowed to smoke and why are you allowed to drink? Right? By the guy, the way it works is that when it comes to oilam hazeh, right, it gets more oilam hazeh. And more alamazit, right? And more taiva and redifus of covered and redifus of mammon and gaiva and taiva and this and that. And more and more. Okay? So I was driving over this morning and I was listening to a recording of the Pesach Chashav Yid, and he was giving a shmuz. And he was talking about the Ben Sarya Moira, and he's talking about how the Ben Sarya Moira is that oilamazit is a stira to Olam Haba. That was the whole shmuz. Olam Hazeh is a stira to stira to Olam Haba. And I was listening to this and I was thinking to myself, this is not true. This is not true. Okay, it's very chashvid, I'm saying, but this is not true. It's not true. I'm not saying it right. Olam Hazeh is not a stira to Olam Haba. Avas Olam Hazeh, if you love Olam Hazeh, that's stira to Olam Haba. Okay? If you love Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Hazeh, love Olam Hazeh, that's a stira to Olam Haba. Okay? But if if Olam Hazeh itself, Olam Hazeh is mardik. Olam Hazeh is better than Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is the way to get to Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is the most wonderful thing in the world. Olam Hazeh is not a stira to Olam Haba. And this little, part of my French, this little punk over here, this little Ben Sari Meira, this little guy over here, his mahalach, says the Ibn Ezra, is a mahalach of, what does it mean? Zoilul v'savei. What do the words mean? He says, Zoilul means whatever I desire, I will get. That's Zoilul. That's taiva for the shame of taiva, right? That a guy, now you understand. A guy, he gets worse and worse and more taiva, and then I can get R, and then I can get right? And then I can get, and then I can smoke, and I can drink, and then right? More and more and more and more. What does the Mishnah say in Avos in the fifth parak of Avos in the last Mishnah over there? It says, but Ayid goes the opposite. Ayid understands the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is to get to Olam Haba. Everything in Olam Hazeh, you can have a little coffee, you can have a little kaif, you can have a little taifa, right? But that's not tachlis. The tachlis is to use it to get to Olam Haba. So what do we tell a kid? We tell, in our world, it goes the other direction. We tell him, Ben Chomesh, you're 5 years old, you learn Chomesh. You're 10 years old, it says in the Mishnah, you learn the 10 years old Mishnah. It says you're 13 mitzvahs. It says 15, the Mishnah says, we give him Gemara. 18, he gets married. 20, 30, 40, it says Bina. Shishim, he gets Zikna, right? Derech Agav, there was a person, he turned 60. He turned 60, and it was on that week, like a few weeks ago, when Perkei Avos was up to Perkei. So he turned to me, he turned 60 that week. And he turned to me and he said to me, Callis, I didn't know that Shishim is Zikna. That's how I remember it, because the story. I thought Shivim is Zikna. So I thought it was a little bit like uneasy, you tell the person Shishim, you're already an old man. Shishim Zikna. I told him, don't worry, you got to 40 and you got no Bina, Daganish, 60. Nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. Nicham Tony. Thank you. The Mishnah ends with the words, you're 100, 100, you get to 100, you're a bottle of oil, you're dead, you're like a mace. Very, very chizik, ein yush ba'olam. Very, very mechazik words. It's a mistake. The Mishnah is saying more ridiculous thing. You know what the Mishnah is saying? The Mishnah is saying the tachlis of oil mazeh is not more gaiva, more taiva, more covered, more, 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 more. The tachlis of oil mazeh is now you get more to Olam Haba. More, not yet. First Chumash, then Mishnah. Not like the opposite of the guy, how they go. Can we go first Chumash, then Mishnah, then you get Gemara, then you get Bina, then you get Seidah Satoya, and then you're done. You're done. You got everything. You're busted. You're almost there. You're in the world of Ruchni. You're totally. That's how a person has to grow. A person has to constantly shtagging. All right. You all know about the white hairs. I've been avoiding this conversation for. Don't smile. This is my own personal life right now. I've been avoiding this guy. The new guys don't realize, and that's why I have to just want to film. It became the beginning of last year, right? I knew what was going on under here. But on the top, over here, we're doing okay. And any one of you that made one of your, very, very insulting comments like, Rabbi, you have a white hair. Idiot. So I would tell him, no, when I was younger, I was blonde, and it's really blonde. And Rabbi, no, Rabbi, you look white. Idiot. you guys know about the noises? You guys know about the noises all sounds happen, right? You also tell me, well, it's a double joint. Right? I can take this foot and put it like around there and should I do it? I do backflips. You guys don't know about these. I'll come to your class now. But I'm coming to terms with it. Why? Because now there's nothing I can do about it. This is after the haircut, right? I got so excited. And there's somebody named Shragi in the yeshiva. He gives haircuts. I just saw the sign. I walked in. He's there? Where? Yeah, I got so excited. I got so excited, right? I'm Shaggy too. I'm Shaggy. You caught that. What? No, I'm Shaggy Cal, not Shaggy. I mean, it's Yichus to be a Shaggy. Yeah. No, it's Mamish Merdik. I saw the sign when I walked in, and that's it. I didn't clap. It had like a last name there, but I see over there, Shraggy, and I saw the word haircut. I was like, whoa, they put up that I got a haircut. This is quite quite aggressive. And then I saw it's a 30 shekel, and I was like, no, my wife actually did it for free. And so that's a gav. You can't give your father haircuts. There's a gav. You can't give your father haircuts because it, when you cut, I mean, if you take a scissor and go like that, you know, it's not a problem. Unless you cut off his ear, right? But when you shave in the back, right, with that blade, a lot of times, you know, you get there, you know, when you hear, oh, right, so then you just, you make your father bleed, even if you're doing it with the yellow tight, the Gemara Sanhedrin brings down, Shulchan Aruch brings down your day and Simon Reish Mem Aleph, that the halacha is you're not allowed to cause your father to bleed, even if it's late Tayelis, if he has a choice. If he doesn't have a choice, so then Ashkenazim, a bit more makel on this and whatever. But Kapanim, you're not allowed to give the, you know, the child shouldn't give his parent a haircut. Okay, a wife is different. But Kapanim, so why am I telling you this? So I can't. I'm already after the haircut. And the lights, the new guys are going to know that I have the white hairs. And you know, so I want to tell you, I'm saying, why do I have such a hard time coming to terms with the white hair? Why do I have such a hard time with this? It's like bothered me, you know? I'm just like, don't. So then I remember the story of Moshe Aaron Stern. Moshe Stern was a great Jew. That's the great Jew. He's a Mashkiach, a communist, a wonderful Jew. Moshe Aaron Stern, he was once walking, I was listening to Shmuz, and then I walked out. There was somebody who, his beard was turning white. So Moshe Aaron Stern said to him, like, you know, like, I'll do your Shalmi Yid, you know? He said to him, you got another white hair. I don't think this guy was so happy about it. He said, you got another white hair. So Moshe Aaron saw his reaction. He said to him, Don't you understand? It's one step closer to Olam Haba. And the guy, one step closer. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is not for Olam Hazeh. Meya ben Meya, Batum and Olam. You have to, you know, why is there a clock? In the old days, there weren't clocks in the room. Scheinberg once asked me, why is there a clock hanging on the wall? He said, because it shows you, it's just like, it's going. You guys came here just a couple of days ago, right? Within a minute, it's going to be already, right? You're going to be on the plane back. I don't know if you're going back with Sukkot or whatever. You'll be on the plane back Pesach. It goes very fast. It goes very, very quick. That's how it goes. All right? So, what you have to do is what? You have to use Olam Hazeh to the tachlis of Olam Haba. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, the whole year we sit in the hevel, the reek, and whatnot. Blow the shofar, says the Heiliger Rambam. When you blow the shofar, it wakes you up and it reminds you. You can have a little kavod, you can have a little taif, you can have a little gaiva too, okay? You have a little bit, yeah? But it wakes you up and tells you, but that's not the ikar. The ikar is not the taiva for the sake of the taiva. Right? We're not here for the P and the G and the R and the F and the Q and the R, right? We're here for the, that's a tachlis of Olam. So let me tell you one last story. And then I have to go because now I expose myself about my beard and everything, you know. It's a little bit, my therapist says it's good for me to do this in public. And, you know. I did it right, Rabbi Mandel? Yeah. I'll tell you one last story. I love this story. Somebody just told me a story yesterday. I love this story. If you eat by any of my younger life, don't tell them the story because I told it to them yesterday. This story is a great story. You're going to be so excited. I have a story. Shmuel Birnbaum. Yeah, we know that. Shmuel Birnbaum was walking to a kiddush. He was a yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva. And he was walking to a kiddush. And he was huffing and puffing. And it was a 20-minute walk. And it was raining outside. And it was matziv and this and that. And he walked anyways to the kiddush. When he got to the kiddush, somebody saw Shmuel Birnbaum huffing and puffing walking down the street. And I said to him, why the yeshiva is mice and nefesh to come to the kiddush? What's like, you know, mom should walk 20 minutes and this and that. So he told the yeshiva, he said, you have a kasha why I was moist and effort to walk for 20 minutes. He said, would you walk 20 minutes for $100,000? All right, so it's okay. So there's a person walking with Shmuel Birnbaum who said, what, he's giving $100,000 to the mirror. This guy he has $100,000 in chayvus maybe. He doesn't have $100,000 and he certainly doesn't have $100,000 to give the mirror. So he said, no, you don't understand me. You understand just the musagim, the way he looked at the world, right? You understand that to walk 20 minutes for $100,000 is worth it. You understand that? To walk 20 minutes, right? Because why? Because it's for $100,000. For me, a chesed is more than that. It's definitely a chesed to walk for this kiddush, right? So, what's the kasha that I would walk 20 minutes to do a maisa chesed? I love that story. I love it. Because we all thought that this guy was going to give him $100,000. And we thought, for Shteitzach, he's going to give him $100,000. It's good to walk for that, right? But when you break, that's when you're living in Olam Hazeh, for the purpose of Oilam Hazeh. Again, his money would be for yeshivas anyways, right? But when you're living in the world of like, no, Oilam Hazeh is for Oilam Haba, then that story makes all the sense. I love it. So what do we do today? Talk a lot of halacha, right? Talk about lo yilbash, okay? And nobody here should get dressed up like a woman, because even if you're doing it for a play, even if you're doing it for Purim or these things, the bach's heter that people talk about is when I'm doing it to not look like a woman. But when you're dressing up for a play, or you're dressing up for Purim or something like that, you're doing it to, yes, look like a woman so that other people can laugh and whatever, right? But that's not allowed. Now, there was one heter, like, you know, you have those, somebody asked me, that's mine, I don't know, maybe it might have been this yeshiva. I'm not sure. They asked me if they could... I don't know if I can say this in front of the new guys, right? I'll just talk to you. They asked me if they could dress up like those burkas. Is this here? They asked me to dress up like one of those burkas. So I told them, you know, they wanted to know, is that a begadisha or is that like just a stama tent or whatever? So I told them, I had a technical problem. So they told me no, but they'll do is they'll... They're just going to buy anyway. They're not going to go. You can't like walk into a burka store and say, you know, like Rabbi Center guy, hi, Shalom Aleichem, can I buy a burka? You know, not very cool. They're not going to go over here, right? Maybe in East Jerusalem you could. I like that. But so they said, no, they're just going to buy like a massive black sheet, right? I know my customers. Okay. And put on. So I said, that's allowed. Because there, it's not a beged that ishes wear. Even those ishes don't wear this, right? Much of Madavar Daim, a lot of times these Pisiako plays, they call me up and they want to know that what are they allowed to wear? They have to have a guy in the Pisiako play or whatever. So you know, I always tell them, you know, you can't put on a hat. You're not allowed to wear a hat. It's a negadisha. You know, you're doing it you're doing it to look like a man for the purpose of the play. You know, we're not talking here about like, you know, somebody walks out with a pink Hello Doggy, what's the name of that thing? Hello Kitty or whatever. that pink Hello Kitty. Interesting, what's your pillow look like? Interesting. Okay, you guys knew Hello Kitty so quickly. Okay. Right. So you're walking out with this pink Hello Kitty umbrella. Everyone understands that that's not lizdamois lenoshim. That's that I shouldn't get wet. So that's why I put skimmer make on that case. But here, I'm dressing up like a woman so that people laugh. But I'm dressing up like a woman to look like a woman, not for some outside external factor. No. So Maisa, I tell them that, you know, those like tati hats in the house. You know, you have those hats, they were like run over by a steamroller and like, you know what I'm talking about, right? And like on the edges, they're like caught in a little bit like this, right? And this like 3-year-old is walking around going, I'm just like Tati. You know, it's like dreadful looking thing. That's not a hat. You got my hat there? That's not a hat. No man would wear that hat. It's not a hat. It doesn't have a shame of a hat. So that's not a beged of ish. That's not a beged of ish, right?
Who you are.
Yeah, what? You're slime. Well, over here it might be. I gotta look on the shelf. My cuddle's not here anymore, right? I used to like see some of these hats over there. Yeah, like some of them, I don't know if they're hats, some of the little hittles. They have that little like, you know, like that little little rim that goes around Darton and whatever. Little fisherman things you guys have, right? No, but like guys will wear a hat like that. I mean like really beat up and murdered and whatever. Maybe it's okay.
I'll tell you not guys in the shade, but like.
Yeah. You should know in general, but Mandel's much more machmir than I am. And a lot of the shilas that, you know.
You're only allowed to wear a smashed hat.
Sorry?
You gotta smash your hat.
Come again?
Chabad, you
love it. Yeah. The what?
You gotta smash your hat.
No, but I mean like Mamish Steamroller. I don't mean like Fabrengen. I mean like, you know, where it's just like you got a little thing in there, whatever, right? I don't mean that. I mean like it's Mamish. You're bringing a hat? Yo, what's up?
crazy idea today.
Yeah? Murdic. What to look forward to in life. Okay. All right, you're all free. Good Shabbos.